So I'm deep in the heart of Tech City, as we call it these days, in White Bear Yard, which is a sort of innovation space, and I'm with an interesting innovative company, IDEOS. Is that how I pronounce it, Tim?
IDEO.
IDEO, and Tim Brown is the founder. He founded it 10, 11 years ago?
1991.
So far, I've got every fact wrong. And it's an ideas and an innovation consultancy which has been very active in Silicon Valley for many years and is now growing fast here. Is that the story?
Yeah. We really find London's a really great place to be working with startups, working on our own startup activities. It's got a real energy about it at the moment that's kind of quite interesting to compare to Silicon Valley.
A lot of people would say, calling London, you know, the fastest growing technology cluster in Europe, talking about comparing it with Silicon Valley, there's a bit of exaggeration around that.
I don't know if it's really that interesting to compare it to Silicon Valley. The fact is, there's a lot of interesting startup activity happening here, and there's a sort of energy about the place that's really refreshing. And actually, the scale and the size of the network makes it easier to do things here than it sometimes is back there.
We're right in the middle of incredibly hard economic times. Is that reflected in this area, or is it growing nevertheless?
You know, one of the ironic things about startups is they do really well in periods of austerity, because startups have to be lean and mean themselves, you know, and great startups come out of often really tight constraints. And so being in an environment where things are difficult is not a disadvantage to startups.
You're not only growing your own business here, you're helping fund and grow startups. And what are you seeing? What kind of firms are you seeing springing up here?
You want to talk to Tom about that, because I think he's got even better ideas about that than I have.
Tom, remind me of your surname, Tom.
Hume, H-U-L-M-E.
Tom Hume, who is really running the UK end and the whole startup scene here. What are you seeing?
From a UK startup perspective, I think in my experience, it's never been a better time. There's kind of a perfect positive storm of multiculturalism in London. I think we have a comparative advantage around some verticals where we're actually better to be in the UK than abroad. Banking would be one where there's some great startups. Media is another. We see some great music businesses that are going global from London. Fashion would be another, actually, where I think London's got a sort of comparative advantage. Then we also have a really deep pool of talent, which if anything has got deeper because of the points Tim made. The opportunity cost for smart, talented people to actually work in startups has dropped. You know, their alternatives aren't as appealing as they once were. So I think for the first time ever, I'm seeing the smartest people in the sort of 18 to 30 generation finding startups exciting.
And briefly, why London? There are lots of clusters across the UK. Some people would say Cambridge is a much better technology cluster than London. Why is this place getting all this attention from the government and beyond?
So firstly, I would say I don't think they're mutually exclusive. I mean, the government's doing some great stuff out of Cambridge. I think Cambridge's primary driver was around the university and the IP that spins out. And if you look at some of their startups, they've stemmed from that. Whereas London's a little different. We have great academia, but we also have a terrific sort of melting pot of different talents. We have a lot of corporates based here, and a lot of startups come out of experiences in corporates. So what the government's done in encouraging corporates to actually move locally, I think is fantastic. It creates this sort of symbiotic proximity effect, for want of a better description. Where
that's a good point to end. Tim and Tom, thank you very much. We're going to go and explore further this symbiotic proximity effect.
Oh.
Excellent.